Welcome to Eckerd College News. This is Nanette Weiser, your lunchtime conversation host, and we are sharing a story that the newsroom at Eckerd College shared with us. Tom Zucco wrote the article. It is Eckerd College London Study Center. Business students visited a chocolate company that sells sweets and battles exploitation. I love this story because there is actually a class at Eckerd College on sustainable marketing, and that is a class with international business and marketing professor Sandra Gracas, and the students toured Tony Chocolony in London in December to learn more about the company's unique mission about chocolatiers. You know, what is so interesting is how there are chocolate shops from Tony Chocolony sprinkled through Europe and the United States. And the marketing sustainability students from the Eckerd College London Study Center, which I also did not know they have, although they have a very robust study abroad program at Eckerd College, visited this amazing chocolate company, and their staff live and breathe the mission, which is that together they'll end exploitation in the cocoa industry. And they also happen to make delicious chocolate. So I want to share this story with you because once again, what's going on at USF St. Pete and Eckerd College and other universities, St. Pete College, make a difference not just in our community, but in our planet. So she was quoted in this article as saying, since I started my marketing sustainability journey, which involves researching and teaching about it, I have met many like-minded individuals with a passion for people and the planet, she said. At Tony's Chocolony, they walked the walk. When they visited it, they could feel the love and care for the minute they walked through the door. And they actually made Eckerd College personalized chocolate bars with sweet messages on them. So, you know, the company made the students a custom product and shared their story with them. And it began in 2003 when Dutch television producer and journalist Tern van de Koken, I'm going to have that in the article that appears with this audio, began producing programs about child exploitation and slavery in the commercial cocoa industry. After 2 years without meaningful change, he decided to start producing chocolate bars himself. And that brand was called Tony's Chocolonely, a nod to van der Koken's feelings that he was the only person in the industry interested in eradicating slavery, which, you know, is amazing in 2026, this is still going on in parts of the world. And when he opened this, he sold 20,000 bars in 2 days. Its supply chain started with the millions of farmers who produce cocoa and ends with the billions of consumers who enjoy chocolate, says the Tony's Chocolonely website. But what about the bit in the middle? The in-between part is dominated by a group of chocolate giants that profit from keeping the cocoa purchasing price as low as possible. As a result, farmers are forced to live in poverty, leading to child labor and forced labor. Now, Gracca emphasized that he didn't set out to make chocolates this documentary. He wanted to continue to shine a light on this important issue, and that social sustainability is just as important to companies and marketers as environmental sustainability. And this is really a big deal. We see it in the coffee industry. We see it in so many places. We talk about slavery in West Africa and child labor. And so in November, Gracca and her 9 students in London toured the facility and spoke with members of the staff. It was amazing to see a company, she said, that isn't concerned primarily with profits. And she hopes that her students learn that one person can make a difference. And to see herself, she said, as problem solvers who can make a difference. And several students have said they want to work for a company like Tony's. It really is amazing to me. Business, it does not need to be done as usual. One student said, Tony solidifies the idea that meaningful change can begin with one person willing to fight hard enough to challenge the system. From that fight grew a company that now serves as a blueprint for other companies. Their work inspires students like us to consider values when we buy products, apply for jobs, and choose our own fight to make a better world. I just really like the idea that the students of Eckerd College have a class in sustainable marketing, and each of us can make a difference every day. So I want to thank the Eckerd College newsroom, and in particular, this wonderful story by Tom Zucco. And I continue to tell you, Eckerd College and your local universities, follow them on their websites. We'll have a link in the story. For Lunchtime Conversations, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.